Now, here on East Point Radio, very often at this point in the programme, we have a feature which is entitled
Anglia
In Focus,
where we talk to individuals and organisations from across the area about the services which are provided by companies and individual involvement in the community and things like that. Now, I do hope that on the line in just a moment, I'm going to be able to talk to Sam Honeywood, who's the manager of Hughes Electrical in Lowestoft. Very good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good, how are you?
Yes, you know, not so bad. Overworked and underpaid, but that's quite usual, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, Hughes, of course, I know of Hughes over many, many years as providing fantastic service in the East Anglian area. And in all sorts of electrical areas, TVs, radios and vacuum cleaners and everything else, isn't it? Tell us a bit about Hughes.
Yep, so we actually started in Lowestoft in 1921. So last year we celebrated our 100 years. We opened our first store in Lowestoft. We then expanded throughout East Anglia over the years. So now we have, I believe, 28 locations for stores across East Anglia. We also have expanded, so we do have our own, we have our own trade department now. We have our own specialised company called Washco, who do more sort of commercial laundry. We also, you know, we have our Hughes.co.uk website. So we, you know, we have expanded quite vastly over these last 100 years.
Now, I'd imagine when the company first started, the retail market would have been extremely different from the technological advancements which we have these days, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So when we first started, it was primarily radios. But obviously, with technology ever changing through the years, we now expand. You know, we've got televisions, audio, washing machines, tumble dryers, fridge freezers, small domestic appliances like your kettles, toasters, irons. So we do sell a lot more than what we did 100 years ago.
Yes, I'd certainly imagine that. And I'd imagine the style of the business has changed, particularly in the television areas, because at one time I can remember lots of people, of course, had to go in for not necessarily buying televisions, particularly colour televisions, but renting them. And this market has totally changed, hasn't it, the rental market?
So, yeah, so rental is our, you know, it is our USP. It is why, you know, we are still going as a company. It just gives the customer that different option, because not everyone can sometimes afford to purchase an item, or with things not lasting as long as they used to, and repairs being quite expensive or tricky, people don't get tired of replacing the item, so that rental option just gives them that peace of mind. And we find that rental, for us, rental is as prominent as ever.
Now, the actual market with respect to the televisions, which you just mentioned there, I'd imagine the days of the engineer, and I was a TV engineer myself, to be honest, at one stage, of literally going out and visiting people in their properties and taking the back off the television and changing valves and things like that. I mean, that's totally different now, isn't it? Those sort of things don't happen anymore.
No, absolutely. So we tend to find, not just with televisions, with the majority of appliances these days, that everything tends to just be built into essentially a circuit board. And if one part of that goes wrong, in a lot of cases, it's not that it can't be repaired. It's just that economically, it's not viable to repair it. So, things have changed. It's not like we can just go back to the depot, get a spare part and apply it. In a lot of cases, we have, there is, with, especially with televisions, it can be more costly to repair it than what it is to replace.
Yes, I can imagine that. I mean, the days have gone where we had the old cathode ray tubes or CRTs, and it's all flat panel stuff these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I can well imagine as well with surface mount technology, you can tell I work in electronics, can't you? But surface mount technology, you know, gone are the days where you can literally, as I was saying a few moments ago, just pull out a valve and put another one in or change the odd transistor. It's a lot more difficult now with the technology as it is, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, the market these days in Lowestoft itself. Now, I know you're in a prominent position there, aren't you, in Lowestoft, near to the NatWest Bank, aren't you?
Yes. So we're just opposite where NatWest is. We're part of the main high street, and yeah, we have been for a lot of years now.
Now, the unfortunate situation, I know that I understand the Southwold branch is having to close. Is it just a change in the business in certain areas that's brought this about?
The Southwold branch closed. It must have been about a year and about a couple of years ago now that closed from the high street.
Oh, right.
I think it's just unfortunate. With the current climate, it was just proving more and more difficult, and I think the company just had to make a tough choice on that, and unfortunately we're no longer in Southwold.
Now, how many branches have you still got then?
I believe we sit at 28.
Oh, so it's still very extensive across the East Anglian region.
Yeah, so we're primarily in East Anglia. We do have three stores that we do have in the Midlands, and we have one store in Essex. But yeah, primarily we are in East Anglia.
Now, I'll move on to a slightly different technology, and that is the days of hi-fi. Now, you know, where people bought lots of separate units, amplifiers, speakers, turntables possibly, individual CD players, mini disc players and things like that. How has that market changed?
And that market has changed massively with the introduction of streaming services, with the introduction of Bluetooth speakers. We find now that customers, rather than having a big audio system with wires trailing, etc., we tend to find that with audio, the majority of people will go more for the wireless speakers, i.e. soundbars or multi-room speakers like Sonos, rather than systems. But we do still have that core customer who still wants to get audio systems. It's not a market that is as popular as what it once was, but we do have a specialized team who can still get hold of audio separate.
Now, you mentioned one particular manufacturer, which I won't repeat the name, but you mentioned it. And from that point of view, I take it you deal more than anything else in the high end of the hi-fi market. Would that be true?
So we do more. So we our range starts from, we do sort of like the mini hi-fis. We delve with them, but we also do cater more to the mid to high range as well. So we do a vast range of products. It's just that brand that I mentioned. It's just the one that with wireless speakers. That's the one that we tend to stock the most. But we do cater from, you know, little radios right through to mini hi-fis, right through to wireless home systems.
Now, that's very interesting, because I must admit that I still like to put systems together, you know, individual aspects, so you can choose the specification for each piece of equipment that you might put together in a hi-fi system. I must admit, I still prefer to do that. And it's good to know that opportunities are still there. If somebody came into one of your shops and said, hey, I want a particular amplifier, which, you know, all right, I'll name drop. It might be a quad or a leak or something like that. You could still supply those, could you?
So with audio separates, we don't tend to have them on display in the stores, but we have a separate team called QSmart, which they still have relationships with audio suppliers, So when it comes to systems needing to be built, we can get in contact with our Hughes Smart team, and they can actually contact the customer themselves and find out what they're looking for, and then build a package around that.
So that's interesting. Then you offer basically for people who have got a concept of what they want but are not quite sure on how they want to put it together, they can come to you for advice on literally building a system then?
Absolutely, and that's not limited to audio. That's we get a lot of people who are, you know, either renovating their house or they're moving into a property and they're looking either for, you know, big screens, they're looking for cable solutions, or they're looking at kitchen appliances. You know, we offer a service where we contact the customer initially via a video call, and then if we feel that we need to come to the property, we can then come to the property, assess what is needed, and we can tailor packages around that customer's needs.
Hey, that's great. That sounds really good. Now, let's give out some contact information for Hughes themselves. How can people find out more about the services that you provide in the local area or indeed across East Anglia?
Yep, so we have our own website, which is hughes.co.uk. We also have, each branch has their own social media pages, so they have each store will have their own Facebook page, which has updates on, you know, deals, has updates on manufacturers, has also updates, more importantly, on things we're doing in the community. So people can find us on Facebook, and they can just find the Hughes page, or they can actually individually search for each store. So you could just go on Facebook and type in Hughes Lowestoft, and you'd see, you know, what's happening with the company, but also, you know, if there's anything that we're doing in the community, that'll be on there, and updates from manufacturers.
Now, that's very interesting to hear you mention the community involvement, because it's so good these days, I think, for local businesses to get involved with things that's happening literally around their area. So this is something which you're proactively involved with, obviously, community events. Is that true?
Yeah, so that is the great thing with Hughes. It's a family, you know, it's a family business, you know, at the core, and our communities really do matter to us. So we actively get involved. If there's events or things happening in the local area that we can get involved in, then we will try and get involved in them events. We do have our own sort of, each store has their own sort of community sort of spend budget. You know, we can look at ways to help out in the community, and that's something for myself with Southwold. Unfortunately, no longer in Southwold, that's something that I'm actively looking to get involved with. I'd like to come down to Southwold, you know, visit Southwold, just if there's events going on, getting involved and just getting to know the Southwold community.
It certainly is a wonderful place, Southwold. I know it well. I don't live there, but I do know it very well. And as you say, it's a great place, and they have lots of community projects going on, as they do, of course, in the Lowestoft area. So, as I was saying, it's great to know that local businesses are wanting to get involved with the local community. That's what it's all about these days, isn't it?
100%. You know, we just want people out there, you know, out there to know that we are there for them still. I know with Southwold, the local stores around the area, Lowestoft, you've also got Beckles, we want to get involved, and we just want people to know that even if we're not still in your town, we are still here as a company. You know, if whatever query you've got, you can ring us at the store, and any of our staff will happily help.
That's great to know. Now, let's just give a brief resume of the sort of products which Hughes get involved with. I know you can't list them all, but give us an idea once again so people know who to talk to about certain products.
Yep, so product-wise, so we do a vast range of products. So televisions, we do audio, we do white goods, so things like washing machines, tumble dryers, fridges, freezers, fridge freezers, dishwashers. We also do small domestic appliances, so things like microwaves, vacuum cleaners, kettles, toasters, irons. We also do computers, laptops. We also delve a little bit in with games consoles as well. So we do a vast array of products.
Certainly sounds it. You name it and you can provide it, basically.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Now, can we have those contact details again for people wanting to find out more about Hughes Electrical? How can they find you on social media, on your websites, or even by telephone, for that matter?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So for the website, it is just simply hughes.co.uk. On Facebook, you can search for Hughes, and you can actually search. So, for example, you can search Hughes Lowestoft and you'll see the Hughes Lowestoft Facebook page. To contact us at the store, so our email is lowestoft@hughes.co.uk. Our telephone number is 01502 569 133. What I would say is if you do call the store, you will come through to an automated phone voice. When that phone voice hits, just press number 3 and you come directly to us in store.
Hey, that's great. Thank you very much for joining us today, Sam, on East Point Radio.
Yep, no, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
And it's great to know that, you know, there are local businesses out there who are wanting to get involved, and not only obviously in providing product, but also to get involved with the community. I think that's absolutely great. And that's what successful businesses should be all about. That's me getting off the soapbox now.
Brilliant.
Thanks very much. And
thank you.
There, we've been talking to Sam Honeywood, who's the manager of Hughes Electrical in Lowestoft, and it's all part of our feature
Anglia
In Focus.
It's true. Blue.